Tell me your name and where you're from and what you're doing here.
John Niebergall from Sherwood High School. I'm helping some teachers and students get into digital design and fabrication.
Sherwood High is outside of Portland, Oregon.
You got an idea, you want to make a model or an output of something in three dimension, whether you build it in wood, build it in metal, plastic, 3D print it. You have to visualize it, and then you get to make it, and you have an output of a product in your hand. And that's what gets kids excited.
Yes, digital fabrication gets kids excited, but in this workshop, the teachers can barely contain their enthusiasm.
My name's Pat Kraft. I'm one of the instructors at Portland Community College down in Portland. I grew up kind of in an era where Star Trek was, you know, when I was young, Star Trek was young, and all these shows came on, and the thought of having a replicator where you could put something in there and create another one just like it coming out of there.
And now they have the tools to create just about any kind of machine part, even parts that are not for machines.
I'm Kent Winship. We're with the Dillingham Bristol Bay Campus, UAF.
What are you working on right now?
This is a scan. We've got a fetal orca whale that swam up the freshwater river, and two parents. One of them was pregnant, so we've got the fetus. And what we're going to do is we're going to try to scan. It's mostly cartilage. So we're going to scan it and try to print it out in plastic before we lose those cartilage parts.
Scan it how?
A laser scanner. It just can measure the surface like 20,000 points per square inch. And it'll record it and then put it into a CAD, computer-aided drafting program. And then we can actually print it out in plastic. Or if we're even talking about maybe trying to mill it out of a CNC mill, out of bone or something.
CNC stands for Computer Numerical Control. Besides a pair of 3D printers, this lab has a CNC vinyl cutter and a laser engraver. What's got these guys most excited is not necessarily the ability to make a whale fetus. It's about trying to make that fetus and failing. Niebergall and Kraft are pioneering the integration of technology into shop class. They say repetition is education.
Kids are afraid to fail. And this forces them to fail, if you will, or fail forward, because if it doesn't work, you can tweak it.
Failure is okay, because it's part of the improvement process.
Right. And that's what industry wants, people that aren't afraid to fail forward, reinvent, remodify, and make it right. And it might take four or five iterations, but we can do it quickly.
I failed.
Randy Huey is the recently retired woodshop teacher at Sitka High. He wrote the grants for Sitka's Fab Lab and the statewide workshop. Huey has microwaved some chocolate chips with unfortunate results.
What were you trying to make there?
Well, it was just trying to melt chocolate to put into this mold which John has made.
Digitally fabricated custom candy bar molds. This technology gives kids the ability to aim for the stars, but a prom date is not a bad start.
What my kids did is they made prom invitations for the young ladies, wrapped it up in chocolate, and it said prom with a question mark on it.
Wow. Huh? Is this a case of failing forward?
Total fail forward.
For a moment, it sounds like the shop class I remember, but it's not. John Niebergall assures me that I'm looking at a different sort of future for technical education.
Shop used to be the dark space at the end of the hall.
Dumping grounds is the term we tend to say. But now they're the creative piece that is driving the economy recovery is manufacturing. And if we can get young people excited about that and see the career potential, that's what's going to help us get out of our slump, if you will, as America.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
It all comes back to Star Trek, sooner or later.
It really does, yeah.